Okay, Poisrim bis ich will Achsanye that made it possible to have this event, which indicates their dveikus for Torah and their kovet for Torah. May they have much broche and nachas from themselves and from their family. And may everyone else here have broche and nachas. Lichvoid, Rabouch, Lichvoid, this kol HaKodesh Hazeh, they came together to meet each other and to give kovet to Torah and to support Torah. This week is Parshas Chukas, which talks about the Poradumo. We don't know the Pshat in the Poradumo. It says, Amatiach Koma V'Yerachoyka Emenu. We don't know how it works, how something can be Metayos HaTmeim or Metamis HaTorim. But there are certain lessons we can learn from it. And one of them is that the Poradumo, we bring on the Sreifas HaPorah, we bring Eitz Erez Ve'ezoi V'Shni Tolas. We put into the Sreifas HaPorah Eitz Erez, a cedar, piece of cedar wood, and a red thread of a worm, an Ezoi, and of a certain grass. We throw that into the Sreifas HaPorah. Now these are the same three ingredients that we put into the Metzorah. When the Metzorah brings the Metzorah's Korban, when the Metzorah brings a Korban, he also brings Eitz Erez Ve'ezo V'Shni Tolas. And there Rashi says, the reason for that is because the Metzorah spoke Lashon Hora, and that's because of his Gaive, and he needs to do tshuva on his Gaive. So the Eitz Erez Ve'ezo V'Shni Tolas means he was a Bal Gaive, like a cedar tree, which is a very tall tree. And he should make himself like a lowly worm and like a grass that grows low. And that should be his tshuva for the avera of speaking Lashon Hora. What does that have to do with Poradumo? Why is that in Poradumo? Why do we use the very same materials that we use for Metzorah, we use for the Poradumo? I'd like to tell you something, a machshove, which maybe is a little deep, but I think you could understand what I'm saying. The Vilna Gaon says there are three types of tumas. This is not Vilna Gaon, this is a pasuk in the Torah. There are three major types of tuma that are tome more than any other tuma. They're tome for 7 days and they make an avatuma. They're not only a day tome, they make an avatuma. There's a metzoro, a zav, and tome mace. They're tome for 7 days. They correspond to three yetzahoros that a person has. The Vilna Gaon says that a person has three chief yetzahoros. Every other yetzahor is included in that. The three yetzahoros are the first, the yetzahor of tavoni, appetites, fulfilling our appetites, and secondly, kasoni, getting angry at other people, lording over other people, looking to be better than them. The midas, the bad midas of a person, and they're taking advantage of others. That's kasoni. And the third midah is the third yetzahara is the yetzahara to be perek oil malchus shamayim. That's a yetzahara. A normal person who wouldn't have a yetzahara would be mekabel oil malchus shamayim. He recognizes the bari oilam. The reason we're perek oil malchus shamayim, we don't recognize as a bari oilam because we have a yetzahara of Leitzoni, the Vilna Gaon calls it. The Yetzirah that causes us to be Perek HaMachu Shemaim. So three Yetzirah. Tavoni, Taive, physical. Kasoni, that's the lord over others. That's emotional Yetzirah. And Perek HaMachu Shemaim, it's an intellectual Yetzirah. Three types of Yetzirah that we have. They correspond to these three major classes of tumah: Zov, Metzora, and Tumas Meis. Zov is an avera, is an einish the person gets for a taive. It's in the aver of taive, And it's an einish for his time. Mitzvah, like we said, is an einish for benom lachavera, for your lashon hara. That's why he gets punished with the mitzvah, where he has to be bodded chutzomach lemeishovay, where no one wants to get close to him because he lorded over others. That's the yetzer of kasoni. And finally, mise tumas meis comes on a person because Adam Rishon was perik or malchus shemayim. He threw off a malchus shemayim. He didn't want to listen to Hashem when Hashem gave him a commandment not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't listen to him. So because of that, he was nenash with mise. And tumas Adam is neged, the third yetzer hara, a prikas or malchus shemayim. These three tumas correspond to the three yetzer hara. There's also three major averes that we have to be meisa nefesh for. Avedizore, gilarais, and shvichas domim. Avedizore is prikas al machas shemayim. Shvichas domim is kasoni, is lording over others. And arayis is the yetzer of taiva. These are the three things that are called tumah in the Torah. No other avera is called tumah besides these three averes: avedizore, shvichas domim, and gilarais. So the worst avera is engaging in these three things and letting yourself be overcome by the Yetzer Hara, Tavoni, Kasoni, and Leitzoni, which is Prikas or Machas Shemayim. So for Tavoni, we have the Tumah of Zivo, for Kasoni, we have the Tumah of Metzora, and for Leitzoni, Prikas or Machas Shemayim, we have the Tumah of Tomei Meis. So now, what causes a person to be perik or malchus shemayim? It's caused by his gaivit, because he wants to be in charge. He wants to be in charge. He doesn't want to listen to anybody. He wants to determine his own future. He wants to be autonomous. And he refuses to accept el malchus shemayim. He refuses to be mishabed himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yetzer hara of gaivit is the cause of prikas or malchus shemayim. Therefore, Pora Duma overcomes the tomb of Meis. Pora Duma restores Adam Rishon to a state, restores man to a state before he did the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And how does it do that? It does that by reducing a person's gaivet. By the same Eitz Erez, Ve'ezer V'shnito Las, that gets rid of the gaivet of the Metzora, that same Eitz Erez, the Shniyat Olas, gets rid of the Tumah of the Mace, because what causes the Tumah of Prikas or Malchus Shemayim is man's gaivet. Right? The more a person relies on himself, the less he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more he thinks he's powerful and autonomous, the more he refuses to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Modern man has reached a point where he's totally autonomous. He's in charge of his whole life. Push of a button, he can talk to somebody in another continent. He can find out the stock quotations all over the world in a second. He can talk on a telephone. He can fly supersonic airplanes. He's in control of nature, control of everything around him, control of his car, everything. He talks to his car and it works, of course. But constantly inventions, all are made in order to bring man to a greater sense of autonomy. The driverless car, the self-propelled luggage, it's all to give man a feeling of power, of autonomy, of gaivet. And the more there are inventions, the more the cars get developed, the more the gaivet of a person gets stronger, and the more the yetzer hara is to be perik or malchus shemayim. I just came with a driver, a guy. He lives in Baltimore. He says, I asked him, do you like living in Baltimore? He says, well, I grew up, it was a nice town. No one had to lock their doors at night, but now it's a sakonet to live in Baltimore. He said, I can't stand the city now. So I wanted to tell him why, but I didn't think he'd understand. But I'll tell you why. Because since he was a small boy, mankind has become more autonomous, more powerful, more gaivadik. And because of that, because they're in charge, there's no belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no belief in morality, and therefore there's more gnevis and there's more murder, and there's more the Yetzer Hara, a but we pilgrimage shemaim the yitzhara of hurting others. That's the sod of the Torah. The sod of the Torah is to b'chata b'chaim, to overcome the mise, the tumas ha-meis, to choose chaim. How do we choose chaim? We choose chaim by learning Torah. Chaim hei ki chaim hei l'mitziyem. Torah is called chaim, and we're zechet to tchias ha-meisim because of chaim. The Gemara says whoever doesn't have a tal Torah won't be zechet to tchias ha-meisim. Whoever doesn't learn Torah or doesn't support Torah won't be zechet to tchias ha-meisim. You have to have life, the life of Torah, to be zechet to tchias ha-meisim. This is chaim. Life. The Rambam says Rav Shigoyle. Talmud Shigoyle Magnin Rabbi Imay. A Talmud goes into Golis, you magli his Rebbe with him into Golis, because you can't be without a Rebbe, because you're not supposed to kill him. Taking away a person's Rebbe is killing him, and you're not supposed to take away his Chaim. Torah is a person's Chaim. That's how it is. Support of Torah is giving life to a person. And a yeshiva is the Chaim of the entire Klal Yisrael. And whoever has a chelik in supporting a yeshiva takes a chelik in chaim nitzchim, the chaim nitzchim is amazing, but the chaim of Olam Hazo also, because it's the chaim of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shumayim. It gets rid of the tumas meis of Adam Rishon. It gives him chaim. That's the meaning of the Poraduma. It's Ezer V'Shnitolas. It returns a person because it gets rid of his gaive. It connects him to Chaim and overcomes the tumas meis that was caused by Orma Rishon's prikas on Malchus Shemayim. That's all. So that's, we are Boch Hashem. We're all B'nai Torah. We're zeichet to have learned in the yeshiva and zeichet to raise our family to learn in yeshivas. But we have to know that Kihim Chayenu V'Erech Yemenu. The Torah is our life. The Torah is the life. The true life is the life of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And when we learn Torah, we're Mekabel Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's the Tachlis of the Bria, and that's the highest Madrega a person can reach. We shall all be continue to be Talmidim of the Yeshiva. The Gemara says, if you leave your Rebbe, you're going away from life. If you leave the yeshiva, you're going away from life. So you have to stay connected to the yeshiva. You have to stay connected to Torah. And that way you'll be zochet to Chaim. Chaim is all the aspects of Chaim, means nachas, health, panose, and olam habo, and tchias ha-meisin. Kosh Boruch Hu bench you and everyone here and your families, especially the Balabais, who graciously convened this whole evening, that they should be zeichet to Chaim Adayad, Chaim to Shalom v'Shalvo, and Brias and Parnosa and Nachas, and we should all be zeichet bekov, the Bias Goel Tzedek, Biyomenu, Amen.